Welcome into the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Coody. Spring football practice is set to begin this week after wrapping up winter conditioning and then team commitment week last week. I got a chance to catch up with a few of the players previewing spring football. Up first, let's hear from Jamal Banks, the 6'5 senior wide receiver who transferred into Nebraska from Wake Forest. How you liking Nebraska? How's it treating you?
Yeah, I love Nebraska. Like I said, some great people, genuine people. We get down to business, you know what I'm saying? We got a purpose, we got a plan, and, you know, we are process and purpose driven, and something that I wanted to be a part of, and I'm glad I came here. I'm also getting my master's, so working with the academic staff and being new people has been amazing as well.
What are you getting your master's in?
Entrepreneurship and leadership.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to your decision to transfer here. What went into that? Why was Nebraska the fit for you?
Offensively, and where I wanted to be as a receiver, for like the NFL coaching staff and, you know, where they saw me in their vision, you know, to be successful was huge for me. The strength staff also, you know, formerly in the NFL, knows what it takes as far as development of the body and the skill set. Then just being here, you know, I spent some time with the players and, you know, they really showed me why they wanted me here and why I could help them. And so that's why I ended up choosing Nebraska. And then the fan base, of course, like, just like the atmosphere here. You know, they love athletics and they're behind us, bro, either way.
You know, we've got a lot of young receivers. You're a veteran receiver. You played a lot of ball. What was that approach like coming into this wide receivers room and being maybe a leader for that group?
Yeah, it was something that, like, I wanted to take ownership of, not just for them, but for myself. Like, you know, I'm a veteran, but I also want to learn from them. And just paying that forward, like, I'm here for them. And I think it's going to be beneficial to the program in the long run, being able to show that humility and then just sacrifice for each other. But it's something I'm also learning from them as far as the plays. I know they've been here for a little minute, and but it's something I'm excited about. And we've already built, you know, a strong relationships, and we just continue to grow.
How's it been working with Garrett McGuire?
Well, it's fun. I love him. He's a great dude. He cares about us just as much as he cares about his mom and his father. And then he just knows football. You know, he's real smart. And he wants us to be the best we can be, and he pushes us every day.
Love that. How was the first off season? The first going through the mat drills?
Yeah.
How did you like that? How much did you grow? How much did it push you?
Yeah, first 7-8 weeks was it was a grind, but we tagged it, and I think we talk about it, embracing the suck. We just embraced it. You know, we were there for each other. It was hard, but, you know, that's what I came in for. I came to get better. I pushed myself, and I was pushed by my teammates. You know, I didn't want to let anybody down, especially not myself. But it was good. Mad drills, we ended out on the main field at night, and we're setting ourselves up. Setting ourselves up for success in the fall and when we play those big time games. But first 7-8 weeks, I got a lot better. I hit some PRs in the weight room, got faster and more explosive.
You know, one of the things that we saw this team, they really developed the chemistry and the brotherhood. It really started during this time a year ago. How has that gone so far? You know, I know it's a progress all the way up until you kick things off, yeah. But just during this time, how has that progressed so far?
Yeah, it's progressed well. I'd say the biggest thing was learning, was holding each other accountable, you know what I'm saying, when we weren't holding the standard. We even talked about it today. There was, you know, something happened during the workout, and we got to be player-led, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes there's a lack of that, but that's something that we're working towards. And just the sacrifice, unconditional love and accountability, that's huge in our commitment to each other, you know what I'm saying, to where we want to be. But we got to live like it now. We got to walk it. And so that's something that has been getting a lot better and you know, changing the culture, raising the standard.
How's it been working with the quarterbacks?
It's good. They love getting out here throwing the ball. They even got a little graded system on how they throw it. They give us a number. But it's fun. They're great people, and they just want to get better. They want to, you know, make the right throws, reads, and just help the team.
For you and going into this spring ball, what are your goals? What do you need to improve? Where are you trying to target yourself to improve your game before, you know, you guys go into summer and then the season?
Yeah. Better explosion in and out the breaks, yards after catch, and just at spring ball, just knowing the playbook a lot better, you know what I'm saying? Being able to get thrown in the fire and just and click. And knowing that I'm going to make mistakes, but having that, you know, what's the next mentality, for sure.
How has it been getting back out onto the field? You know, I know the first few practices don't have pads, but you've been working hard in the weight room. How good does it feel to get back on a football field and be playing football again?
I'm super excited. It's going to feel amazing. And then just to be out there with my teammates who you know, all the sweat equity we put in, just to see that translate to the field, it's going to be fun.
You enjoy spring ball?
I do. Yeah, I enjoy football. Yeah. So.
Great stuff. You're going to be a go-to interview, I can already tell. Appreciate your time.
For sure. I appreciate y'all as well.
Up next, defensive lineman Jamari Butler. In 2023, he played in 11 games with 6 starts, setting career highs with 34 tackles, and led the Blackshirts with 8.5 tackles for loss and 5.5 sacks. And he's looking to take another step here in the spring, leading into his junior season. Okay, well, first of all, how are the mat drills this time around?
I mean, it was way easier than last year, you know, because we already knew what was coming. So I feel like as a team, we attacked it more.
Yeah, this time of year is so important. How much did it help you guys knowing what to expect going into it this time around?
I mean, really just going out and attacking it, you know. We know what's coming. You can't run from it, so might as well just attack it.
What was your approach to the offseason? What were you kind of targeting here leading before you hit the field for spring ball?
I want to gain more weight and get more explosive, like coming out of my stance. So I kind of turned my focus point to that.
You feel like you accomplished that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, just for this team and the culture that was established, you guys started it way back during this time a year ago. How has that progressed so far up until this point? Just, again, that building that brotherhood.
I mean, the brotherhood, you know, it's progressing. It's more of a we over me mentality now. So when you see guys, like, doing mat drills and those type of things, we're doing it for each other instead of just trying to get through it.
When you closed the chapter on last season and you started to reflect and go back and watch film, overall, how did you feel like you progressed last season? Because it seemed like you were playing some of your best ball there at the end of the season.
Oh, yeah, I was. But it's also a lot to improve on, you know. I left a couple plays out there, and this year I'm going to try to capitalize on those exact same plays.
And you stepped into more of a leadership role last season, and I'm sure they're going to expect that from you, too. Have you felt like you've grown in that regard, too?
I mean, I used to be a guy who didn't used to say much. So, you know, I feel like I made a lot of progress. And as a team, like, when I say something, like, guys, listen, it's not more of a, like, they kind of just pushing me off.
The defensive line group and you guys up front were so good last year. How much has that, I guess, have you taken on more of a leadership role for the defense as a whole with so many guys coming back?
I mean, we kind of knew, like, we set the tone. So we kind of approached it with that mentality, like every workout, like we going to lead the defense no matter what we do. So, I mean, we just got to keep progressing on that.
So before you hit the field for spring ball, what goes into a football team progressing and doing things you need to do here in spring football? What are the keys and the goals?
I mean, we know the playbook, so it's just going to be like really knowing intentionality between your assignments. So, like, those little plays that we kind of messed up on, we can get all that out the way.
How ready do you become to get on a football field after all the time in the weight room and doing the mat drills?
Man, seems like it can't come fast enough.
How much do you know, just building off of what you guys did last year when you closed the chapter, moving into, you know, this new season, how much do you continue to believe and have faith in where this thing's headed?
I mean, I've been bought in from the jump. So, I mean, as a team, we're buying in more because with the stuff Coach Rue talked about, like, we did that last year. And it worked. When we tried our own way, it didn't work. So just really just keep buying in.
So how do you take that next step?
I mean, as a defense, just getting more tight-knit. Even as a team, I wouldn't even say just as a defense. You know, spending time with guys you're not usually around.
And finally, I got a chance to chat with Marquise Buford Jr. The junior defensive back suffered an injury in his sophomore season in 2022. He made his return from that and was able to utilize a redshirt year in 2023, playing in the final 4 games of last season. And his younger brother Mario has now joined the team this spring as a part of the recruiting class that signed in December. Here's my conversation with Marquise. How you feeling coming off the second round of mat drills for you guys?
Excited, you know, getting through that, especially with the guys that we got and knowing that we overcame it together, because it's tough. It's really tough. Like, the coaches, they don't let up on us at all during that time of the year. So just knowing that we made it through it and not just survive, but we exceeded. I feel like, especially at towards the end of it, you know, a lot of guys could have quit or made excuses for themselves, but everybody finished through the finish line strong, so it was good to see.
How helpful was it knowing you guys established what you did last year? This is year number two. You kind of know what to expect going into it.
That's big. I feel like, especially like for the older guys that came back from last season, just being able to have that experience with the staff, and you know, we kind of know where their mind is going. We know how to handle different situations and different times with them. So I feel like that's been a huge boost for us, especially this offseason, with all the young guys that we had come in and the new transfers. Just having those people that have experience with the coaching staff is huge for helping those young guys out, for sure.
How are you feeling personally? You got back out on the field at the end of the season, but building off of that, how do you feel?
I'm more confident than I've ever been right now. Honestly, I'm just ready to get start the season right now, if I'm being honest. But, you know, there's a long process into getting the team ready, getting even myself mentally and my body prepared. So I'm just taking it one day at a time, not trying to get too eager, but still never getting too low on myself. So
Huskers added another Buford to the roster. How's it been with brother here?
It's honestly been like back at home. It's really weird seeing him at meetings. You know, I walk into a meeting, I look up in a few rows up, and I see him sitting down, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is real. He's really here. But, I mean, it's been great. He's been working hard, so I'm proud of him for that. But more to come for him, for sure.
How special was that for your family? We couldn't talk about it until he was signed officially. We haven't had a chance to chat with you. But for him to join Nebraska, that brotherhood, you know, that legacy is really important to this coaching staff. How special was it for your family when he signed and inked with the Huskers?
My parents were eating it up. They love every bit of it. It's exciting, you know. It's not many opportunities that you get to play with your brother, especially at, like, a stage like this, a Power 5 Division 1 school such as Nebraska at that, you know. It's special. It's definitely special, and it's something that I've spoken to him about. Like, we can't take it for granted, you know. Like, we're here, we got here, you got here now, so we got to work.
You know, no Quentin Newsome, no Omar Brown. How much are you putting it on yourself to maybe step into more of a leadership role for this defensive backs room?
First off, we gonna miss them boys a lot, but I'm excited, you know. We still got guys, me, Isaac Gifford, Tommy Hill, Deshaun Singleton. So, you know, I feel like our room's going to be really well, especially like we played a lot of snaps with those guys, Quentin and Omar. So we learned a lot from them, and I feel like it's going to be fun to share for our room.
You mentioned a lot of guys that names that fans will be familiar with, but there's a lot of young talent coming in too. How does that, are you excited about them?
Yeah, it's going to be a scary next few years, especially with this young group of guys we just got in, man. They're special, crazy athletic, and you can tell they all want to win. You know, I see the mentality in a lot of them that they actually want to win and they really want to work hard. So I love to see it, you know.
What goes into developing that young talent, especially starting here in the spring? Because we saw a lot of freshmen play last year for this defense, but to be able to be ready to go, what goes into the development here in the spring?
Honestly, this is when you're going to have to be your grittiest self that you're ever going to be, you know. Spring ball, winter conditionings, fall camp, anything that's in the off season is when you're really going to have to tap into, like, what really drives you to work, because it's not like you have a game to prepare for every week, you know. It seems like it's such a long time period of just working out and practicing. I would say for them, just make sure that they don't get complacent and that they don't get bored with the process that we have, you know. Just instilling in them to be, like, consistent, I feel like, is the biggest thing for them guys right now.
Defense played some lights-out ball last season. What goes into taking the next step here starting this spring when you guys hit the field for the first time?
We have no excuses for anything anymore. Like, we expect perfection, and that's what we're working for, honestly. I feel like there's no better year to do it than this year, especially with all the guys we got coming back. You know, we have a lot of experienced football players that are going to be coming back this year, so it should be really fun. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I couldn't be more excited to play with those guys, especially the ones like Isaac and Ty Robb that came back for their 6 years, you know, just trying to get them out the right way.
Last thing I got for you, what are your goals as you approach spring ball?
Honestly, I just want to be my best self, because I know when I'm at my best, I can help push other people. And, you know, I'm not one to try to, if I'm slacking off, I'm not ever going to try to lead anybody. So just making sure that I'm always on top of my A game so I can be the leader that the team needs me to be.
Great stuff. As always, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this episode. We will have much more coverage of spring football practices headed your way. So make sure you are subscribed and liked wherever you listen so you don't miss any of it right here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie. Thanks so much for listening.